Feedback for Jana Day. Do good explanations have to be true? And you start off by briefly discuss truth. You know what? There's the danger that you kind of drift off into into other areas where you do not really explain or answer the title. But I do agree that there are different views of truth, okay? Maybe that is indeed something that you can briefly mention in the introduction. But I would say be careful that you do not generally talk about too much TUK theory without answering the question, okay? I think the way that you want to go is maybe there is the issue about the utility. So something is true also if it has practical value, or something is true if it actually conforms to reality. Okay, that is one way of viewing truth, and the second way is kind of truth with itself, like a truth in math, self-consistency. Okay, I guess a third truth would be kind of personal truth. I mean, yeah. So maybe the way that I see from your outline here is that you want to talk about the so-called absolute truth, whether something actually relates to reality, which is probably the whole thing about the sciences. And then the other one would be relative truth in math, where a mathematical system has to be self-consistent, whether or not the math is applicable to real life, okay? So a good explanation for something will not do if it is not correct. What do you mean with something in math? Give me a concrete example, okay? Math is constructed on truths, and on axioms, or on mathematical truths, which are called theorems. Just be careful here, okay? That have been built up on top of each other. Yeah, I think you're talking about the theorems here, okay? And using a formula that is not true just because it happens to explain a certain idea is not acceptable. And then you've got to be asked here, what do you mean is not true? Mathematically not true, or true with the real world? Okay? Because in math, you can use theorems, which I don't guess which are the explanations, okay? You can, or mathematical proofs, you can use them to make a mathematical point, even if they do not relate to reality. Okay? As long as the mathematical system is self-consistent, you will be fine. Okay, but that's one of those debates. Does math have to actually relate to reality or not? But the math can work completely self-contained. Okay, so I'm perfectly fine. I'm perfectly fine using imaginary numbers, even though they don't exist in nature, right? Okay, I mean, yeah. As a matter of fact, in electronics and electrotechnik, they use imaginary numbers, and otherwise they get stuck with their calculations. So you can actually say, yeah, actually they do exist in nature, but then they cancel out. Okay, so at the end you again have an answer which actually relates to reality, right? But I think there is this kind of mixing between mathematical or so-called relative truth and absolute truth, and in the sciences, Newtonian gravity can be considered to be wrong. I don't fully agree. Wrong is too strong of an answer here, okay? I get what you mean, that the theory of relativity is actually more accurate or more precise, but it is not wrong in the sense that it cannot be used in real life, okay? We know that it's mathematically not exactly the way, but at the same time, it is useful. I mean, we're using it every time when I look at that, when I drive my car, okay? I look at the time, how fast am I driving, when am I there? That's good enough for me, okay? But of course, I get the same results if we use the theory of relativity. But nobody would do this because the math is simply too complex and it's not necessary. Okay, so I would be a little bit more careful in your formulation here. Okay, almost all theories and sciences are not completely bulletproof. Bulletproof. I get it. Has not. I think you refer to the falsifiability aspect here. Okay. There are certain theories that are quite. How shall I say? Mit an Sicherheitsgrenzen der Wahrscheinlichkeit, you call this very solid, okay? But the thing is the following: if you use the word bulletproof, you simply gotta explain this more, okay? And what is a good explanation? Okay, so my advice is the following. In the introduction, briefly mention, yes, that you will be talking about different types of truth here, and maybe the different types of truth apply to the different areas of knowledge. And also explain me a little bit, what is a good explanation? Okay, is a good explanation in math a different one than a good explanation in the sciences? So maybe that could be an opening introductory line as well. In the math, a good explanation is, and so on. In the sciences, a good explanation is, and so on. Okay, so that this would be kind of my idea here is to be a little bit define your terms without using a dictionary. Okay, so I wish you all the best. Bye bye.